If it feels like no one understands your problems or cares to listen, if it feels like there is no one else in this world who has gone through what you have, if you feel like you're so close to giving up on your goals, your business, your ideal life, but still holding on, Cafe with Monica was made for you. I'll show you how to deal with the everyday and not so everyday situations that surface in the lives of millennials. By sharing my experiences and knowledge, I hope to inform, inspire, and provide solutions to problems that may seem out of reach. So grab your coffee or drink of choice and let's just talk about it. You guys, I am so excited to talk to you guys. It's been a month since I recorded anything for the podcast. And honestly, I've just been itching to do a recording and talk to you all. I am just so overwhelmed with emotions, excitement, because I'm celebrating 1 year. Cafe with Monica, the podcast, is celebrating 1 year of successfully putting on podcast episodes, and it is so amazing. I'm actually going to see, I don't even know how many podcast episodes I've done. 43 freaking podcast episodes, you guys. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I'm just so grateful for all the people that have been following me, that have been listening to the podcast, all the amazing guests that shared some amazing vulnerable stories. I could not imagine that I would be so proud of what I put out there and still doing this, you guys. I mean, like, for a long time, I've been wanting to do a passion project, being able to share some knowledge and voice, the things that I, you know, that I've learned as a therapist, as an entrepreneur, and just being able to help you overcome some of life's obstacles, because I know life can be hard. And I believe that when we share our stories and we share our growth and our mistakes, that people learn from that. And so in this episode, I'm going to share my growth story, like my lessons learned, and also share some reviews that really kept me going. I think, you know, coming into this, I knew nothing about podcasting. And I felt like, I don't know, I just felt like there was just so much I needed to learn. And I didn't have the means to, you know, get a podcast coach or get somebody to actually help me do the things. So I had to learn by myself, but I took the challenge, and I'm so grateful that I am, because that I did, because now I'm able to help others with their podcasts, which is amazing. Because I know how hard it is, and I know wanting to have this dream, this vision, this platform out there where people can listen to you and share your knowledge. So yeah, I'm going to share a lot of the lessons that I learned, and I hope that you guys enjoy this episode. I know it's been a long introduction, but celebrate with me if you get a glass of wine or some champagne, and let's just toast to an amazing year of podcasting. And let me share some lessons. So the first thing, you guys, that I feel was my number one lesson was to take advice from others, but also trust your own instincts. I felt like I would ask so many questions to a lot of my friends and people that I knew that did podcasts, and my husband. And honestly, it would caused me to have a lot of like second guessing and self-doubt, because I was trying to put everybody's advice and just taking that and not trying to trust my own instincts. Decision-making was really hard for me during this, you know, the beginning stages, because I was really overthinking things. I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs feel that when we're putting out a product or an ebook or a service or whatever it is that we're putting out there, it's hard to not, you know, focus on everybody else's advice and really trust your instincts, because you're doing this on your own. And for me, I think it's sometimes listening to others who have gone through similar growing pains as you can be helpful, but also remembering that sometimes not every mentor or friend is right. it's okay to trust your gut and do the thing, even if the path may have led you to a mistake. It's okay because it's all part of the entrepreneurial journey. It's okay to make mistakes, and it's okay to trust your gut, and it's okay to have lessons learned. Another thing that I learned during this journey is to be kind to yourself. You don't know it all. I mentioned in the beginning of this episode that I didn't know it all. I had to learn lots of YouTube, lots of Google. Google was my best friend. I can say that I am an expert in Googling, if that's a thing. I wonder if that's the thing. But yeah, so like, I feel like I'm an expert in Google because really Google has really helped me learn a lot of the things that I didn't know. And the thing is, I was not kind to myself on certain moments. I would, you know, just break my head. I'm like, why am I not getting this? Like, other people are putting podcasts and getting the downloads and doing all the things and getting sponsorships, and I'm just not seeing the results. I'm not seeing this. I'm focusing on the numbers and not focusing on the true meaning of why I did this podcast, which was to share stories and knowledge and inspire you guys to overcome life's obstacles, which was the rooted purpose. So really focusing back on my purpose and focusing on why I wanted to do this was very grounding for me, and being kind to myself, giving myself compassion that I was navigating something I had never done before, and allowing myself that I didn't know every single thing there was to know about podcasting, and knowing that my podcast didn't have to look like other people's podcasts. It just had to be me and a reflection of what I wanted to put out into the world. I just really wanted to inspire people. And I inspired so many people. Like, I am just overwhelmed when people DM me and I'm just overwhelmed with excitement and happiness when people DM me and tell me how a story or something that I said, you know, really touched, or they could relate, or they had a similar story. It was just so amazing to be able to share those experiences with you guys. So I love that. But yeah, be kind to yourself when you don't know it all is a great lesson that I feel everybody should learn and practice, and practicing self-compassion. We have an episode with Julianne and JC, some amazing therapists that I actually worked on their podcast too. And we talk about self-compassion and self-care. So go check that out. But another lesson that I learned was that my significant other, it was not my podcast editor. He is my husband. And the reason why I say this is because there was so much, I would give him so much pressure, and I had like this expectation of like, he had to do this, or like, if he didn't do this, he was not supporting me. And so here's the deal. I used to get so upset when my husband would not help me with editing, or get so frustrated because he had more important things to do in his own entrepreneurial journey than to help me. And I realized I was just frustrated and holding myself back from learning because I didn't want to do it. I had a few options, and I thought about my options like, okay, so how can I not be so upset and really get this whole podcast editing thing down? So my options were get over myself and create a system that can be managing for me to edit my podcast, or find ways to hire someone who could do it for me. That isn't my husband, right? But like most entrepreneurs in the early stages, paying someone is not always an option, as it wasn't for me. I wanted to be able to use the money that was coming from podcasting or my side hustle to invest back in my business, but like going to conferences or doing courses, things like that, that I thought in the moment were valuable, and I didn't want to necessarily pay someone. I just didn't have the means to do that, and I still felt like editing was manageable for me, but because I had no system in the beginning, that's where I thought it was unmanageable. So creating a system was really good for me. I talk about my systems with my podcast coaching clients. It is something that I love doing. I can't believe I'm a podcast coach now, you guys, because in the beginning I was such a hot mess. But yeah, so finding what was manageable for me. I know what was not manageable for me, and I saw when I didn't have a system was waiting till the last minute to edit podcasts. Which brings me to the next lesson. Procrastination is a bitch. Can I get an amen? Yes, procrastination is a fucking bitch. I'm sorry, guys, for cursing, but I was so, oh my God, because I did not like podcast editing. Like, that was not my thing. I wanted to be a podcaster. I wanted to be able to interview people, but like, editing was just like the serious. I felt like that was going to be it. Like, that was going to like ruin things for me because I despise editing. At one point, I had 10 recorded unedited episodes. I seriously felt like this was it. I wanted to quit. I just didn't have the bandwidth to edit them. I felt an immense amount of pressure to post. And also my own perfectionism would get in the way because I simply did not want to release an episode if it sounded shitty or if it was not what I imagined it would be. As you can tell, I didn't quit. I'm still here. I decided to actually take a break. And this was around, I want to say August, September. I decided to take a break for a month to get my stuff together and create a plan to tackle these unedited episodes. I also asked for help from my husband. And I know that I talked about the previous episode, my previous lesson, right? Not thinking that my husband is a podcast editor. When I approached my husband with this for one last time, because I really wanted this to be one last time, I realized that I could not put an expectation because he is not my employee, he is my husband, and he is doing this to support me and love me. So I simply asked, how can you help me? What is within your capacity to be able to help me? And I received whatever answer I got and whatever help he could provide. Ultimately, he was such a big help in getting these episodes in order and really helped me gain the momentum to come back for season two. Because I kid you not, I felt like season two was just a far stretch and I didn't know how I was going to do it. But here I am, season three on the way, and I'm really grateful for that. But procrastination, I mean, this for me, it's for I procrastinate the things that overwhelm me and the things that I feel like I'm not the greatest at, which was editing, which I wasn't. And now I feel so confident because I've created a system where my editing is, you know, way more easier for me to manage than how I was doing it before, where I would just let procrastination get the best of me and therefore feeling even more defeated because I put it into a point where things weren't unmanageable. So definitely a lesson learned. Another lesson that I learned was it's okay if you forget to post or if you make a mistake on a title. It's not the end of the world. Rooted in my perfectionist nature, I wanted for my podcast to look like this highly produced podcast out there with all like this long blog post for show notes. And to be honest, you guys, it was burning me out. So I learned to do less to do more. I saw that no one actually cared about my show notes. People still listened, even if I didn't post show notes on the website. And actually, guys, because I stopped putting pressure on myself to be perfect with these show notes, it became easy. When I let go, letting go of the things that hold us back is key to be successful. This is for anything we do in life. And we have to remind ourselves why we started this passion project in the first place. And back to my purpose of why did I create this? Because I wanted people to be inspired. And I wanted you to get to know me as a person. I wanted you to know my personality because so many times I see people who want to go to therapy, but they're so afraid because we, as therapists, we create this like, I don't know, it's like the same thing as like a doctor. We're not approachable. And the thing is, I want to be approachable. I want to be your, not necessarily your friend, but I want to be someone who you're comfortable talking with. I want you to sit and know, like, I've listened to your podcast. I can tell that you are passionate about helping others and interviewing people and learning their stories so that we can really learn to the root of what's going on and what changes we need to make. So going back to my whys and my purpose, and at first I had so many whys, I had so many purposes, and really narrowing down. And I really think that this really helped me with not only becoming a better podcaster, but also becoming a better therapist. I felt like my listening skills were tested. And I no longer felt the pressure to always have a question or the right question for during an interview. I am someone who I like to know what I'm going to say, and it would bring me so much anxiety if I didn't. And so I decided to do interview questions and give them to my guests. But little by little, as I saw more episodes being recorded, I saw that I no longer held on to my interview notes or my interview questions. I started really active listening to my guest and asking them some deep questions that just sparked more better podcast episodes, because I can tell, like, from the very beginning how I interviewed to now episode 43, it has become more smoother and I'm able to articulate myself much more. And really, it is allowing yourself to go through those growing pains and allowing yourself to learn something that you've never learned before. And I think that that's what I did, accepting mistakes and accepting that I am navigating something that I've never navigated before. So it's going to look messy. And there's this, I was reading something somewhere about messy action, and for me, messy action is not something that's in my nature. Like, I love to have a plan. If I don't have a plan, I can't just take action. And the thing is, I think there could be a combination of being messy, but also have a plan and being flexible in your plans, right? And this is for anything. If you're wanting to put out a blog, a podcast, a YouTube channel, whatever it is that you have in your heart or desire to do, it is okay to just have a little bit of a plan. You know, no plan hurt anybody, but being flexible with it and that it's not going to turn out the way you thought it was going to turn out. Because let me tell you, the opportunities that I got from this podcast, I would have never imagined. I would have never imagined that I would have been doing panels and speaking engagements and being asked to be a keynote speaker. Like, there's just so many things that you know, that building this brand have provided me. And I'm just so grateful, because I know it could not have been done without you guys. It would have not. I could have never done it without you listening, encouraging me, telling me that you loved my episodes, telling me that this story really resonated with you. I couldn't do it without you guys. And I'm getting so emotional because for a long time, I really wanted to do this, and it just felt like I couldn't, you know? It just felt like it was such a very, like, big dream, and I didn't feel like I could do it. And so I'm just so, so grateful for you guys, and I know I'm getting really tearful, but I'm just so, so grateful, because I'm at a point where I feel very confident in what I put out there, and I know that you guys are just excited about what I'm putting out there. I don't know. I can't really articulate when you're emotional, but I wanted to share some of my favorite reviews for you guys, because it really is, that's another, like, lessons learned, is that at the end of the day, if you're showing up with your why and purpose in mind, you're going to make big differences. And the post, or the episode messing up, or maybe, you know, it's not the greatest quality, it does not matter. As long as the message is clear and people are listening to the message and getting the message, that's all that matters. So I wanted to, like I said, I wanted to share some reviews that were just so sweet. And this was actually one, let me see. So my first, you know, my very first podcast review was, I don't know who this person was, so I'm not going to say the names because I really know, they're like usernames. So it said, a much needed podcast for millennials and everyone, but especially millennials. Monica's podcasts are so diverse. They tackle so many issues, and I love that she has many guests on her podcast as well, because you get to hear different thoughts or issues. This is such a refreshing and informative podcast. I love the transparency in all of the episodes and the messages they convey. I am so proud to be able to see a young Latina woman reach out to her community and share her light with others. I love the conversational concept and the openness of each of her guests. Keep them coming. From the first few minutes into the intro episode of the show, you know Monica's here to give. Her energy is down to earth, authentic, smart, and full of passion toward helping you grow. The quality of this show is exceptional, from the sound quality to the guests to the topics. Get ready for some major personal growth by listening. Cafe with Monica is real life stories presented in a way that can be intense, but is authentic and doesn't filter out harsh realities. The podcast crafts an environment where these stories can be told and guides you through understanding the topics that are being presented and the full impact on individuals. The honesty and transparency of the speakers encourage listeners to be more open and honest in their daily lives and spark similar authentic conversations in their interactions. These discussions are so refreshing. I love the real talk and how Monica brings to light topics that would otherwise be hidden behind closed doors. Keep them coming. Having these types of conversations are vital. Monica does an amazing job of knowing what questions to ask and keeping it focused on the story being told. Thank you, Monica, for taking the leap and not being afraid to talk about the hard things. Take a listen. You'll be glad you did. Oh, guys, and there's just so many more, and I'm just so like, you guys are the best. I can't even imagine that all of you sweet people took the time to write a review. If you are new to the podcast and I have added any type of value to your life, I would really appreciate to rate and review me on iTunes. It really makes my day, because sometimes you could be, you know, I feel like with entrepreneurs, sometimes we don't know if we're doing a good job. Isn't that crazy? Like you're navigating through ambiguity and not knowing if what you're putting out there is really resonating. And sometimes, yeah, it's reviews or DMs that sometimes we have to kind of, you know, filter and be grounded by them, you know, because I think it's like I try my best to not focus on numbers and reviews and things like that, but they do make my day. I think they're part of validating. But I tried to focus not so much on the numbers and so much more on the quality of, you know, the reviews and DMs that I get, because it is so important. Like sometimes just telling somebody that they did a great job really keeps pushing. It gave me momentum, you guys, but also my passion, my why, my purpose, my why keeps going, keeps giving me the momentum I need to keep doing this. And lots of changes coming up for the podcast, more solo episodes. I really, really want to do more solo episodes because I just get so excited and I feel more confident, you guys. I wish I could show you how I was that first day where I hit record and recorded my first episode 4 times only to post the first attempt. I just want to tell you, if you're in that stage where you are questioning and doubting yourself that this is, that you can do this, anything, whatever it is that in life, I just want to share with you that you can and that you can do it. And it's okay if it doesn't come out the way you expected it to be, because it's going to come out even greater. It's going to be something that you've never expected. And you're going just enjoy the journey. Learn the lessons. It's okay to have lessons. It's okay to learn them. It's okay to make mistakes. I love you guys. I can't wait for y'all to listen to the next episode where I'm just going to bring the knowledge. And if you're not following me on Instagram, you got to. I do coffee chats with Monica every morning on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That is something new and it's here to stay. So excited. But as usual, I will be posting podcast episodes on Wednesdays. This one's actually coming out on my 1-year anniversary, April 24th. So if you're listening, it's probably April 24th. So you guys are amazing. Love you guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of Cafe with Monica. If you enjoyed the episode, I want you to take a screenshot right now and share it on Instagram stories by tagging Cafe with Monica. This helps me spread the word so more and more people can hashtag just talk about it. Also, make sure to visit cafewithmonica.com to access the show notes and resources from this episode. I can't wait for you to listen to the next episode, so see you guys next time.